A novel by first-time author Archana Mishra focuses on the need to make education more readily available for women. The Anchorage resident is a native of India and lived and worked in Australia before moving to Alaska. She says for rural women in India, indigenous people in Australia, and rural women in Alaska, the need is the same. Education creates equal societies. Mishra is an attorney and says all of the women in her family are highly educated. Her book, The Fortunate Child, follows a girl who dreams of changing the world through helping others. She says women can't be part of a thriving economy if they are not educational equals.
And I've seen that firsthand. I've worked with the indigenous community in back in Darwin, and I was working on the economic development for the indigenous community. And I kept shaking my head going, well, unless we make the education available to them, there's no point talking about the economic development for them. Then we moved to Alaska. It's the same thing. It's the rural population that's struggling for their basic amenity and I think it's an obligation for the rest of the society if we want our native community to thrive and prosper. Education is the means to bring them at an equal level, to let them make those decisions and choices. So to me, what is the most surprising element of my book when I started writing? I had Indian community in mind. I had my own life back in India in mind. But as I started writing and as I started traveling and experiencing the world, it just seems to pervade all societies. Any community that you go to, education is the biggest weapon we have to make our societies more equal.
Did you have a thought about reading from the book for us?
Yeah, sure.
That would be great.
Renu was shaking with anger and gestured Rohini to sit down. They sat on a bench under the banyan tree. The giant tree had always soothed her before, but who knew what was destined that day? How would you react to know that my own father tried to violate me? I mean, sexually. Huh, you've got some guts to lie, haven't you? Your father has told me everything, and he probably knew you might make up your own story about it one day. What do you mean by everything? It happened when I was away to see my sister, didn't it? Yes, and also, see, I told you I know everything. But how am I lying? You said he violated you, right? But he told me you crawled into his bed and started feeling his privates one night. He said he felt awkward and didn't know how to stop you. What the hell? Is that what he said happened? That is what happened. There is no other truth. Or you would rather be in denial. Whatever. So I take it as yes. You think I'm lying and you know the truth. Do you realize how living in a fantasy world has made you a perpetual liar? Come off it, Rohini, and be with us in reality. Everything will be fine. Trust me. There is no harm in accepting you made a mistake, even gross one like that. As far as we are all concerned, we have forgiven you.
Really a painful passage. And one, as you said, education is so universal. A story such as this one is also universal.
Yes.
And there's a lot of that being dealt with here in Alaska and, of course, across the world. How does that tie into this overarching theme of the need for education?
Yes. So one of the underlying theme in this book is violence against women. I would say violence against the weaker one. So men in general or people in power in general think that in order to subdue the other one, violence is a right mean to go about that. And they do that. And yes, violation of violent sexual attack against women is another perpetual theme, and what is so profound about that crime is that people do not hesitate to do it against their own people, against their own children, if that's what's going to fulfill their desire. Giving them education again is a powerful tool because it helps them think, it helps them understand their own potential, their own strength, and then their own rights when they're violated. Because it's very easy for a child to complain to their mother or their family about something that happened against them and being snubbed. But as long as we are aware that these are our rights and we have the informed choices to make, we'll be able to break those barriers. Women, in most cases, who have stopped their children from going forward and talking about their violations have been the ones who felt less empowered at that time, who felt that they are not educated enough, they are not empowered enough to leave that family and take their child away from that danger, have often made those choices to be silent. And I think, and I'm of a firm opinion, that if the woman in this case was educated, if she had the means to look after herself, she would have made different choices.
What are you hoping that people will come away with when they read this book?
First of all, I wanted to get this message very loud and clear that education is the weapon to bring equality to your society. If your dream is to have more equal, more fair society, invest your time, invest your energy and your focus in bringing education to everybody, regardless of who they are, where they come from. That's one. The other one is we all have our own set of prejudice and bias through which we see the world. Simple things. I have been to many parts of the world, and frankly, I have never been treated as unequally by anyone. I never felt like people are showing their prejudice, because I believe in the fact that if you are prejudiced against me for some reason, it's your problem, not mine. As long as your prejudice is not demonstrated in your behavior, that affects me adversely. So feel empowered. Be confident in yourself that you have your own identity and your beliefs. As long as they are valued beliefs and they're fair belief, keep doing your work. And helping someone through education, to me, is the most noble thing we can do as human beings. It's easier than we think, and it's more powerful than we think.
Archana Mishra's new book, The Fortunate Child, follows a young girl who dreams of educational equality and overcoming her own personal tragedy. Links are at our website, alaskapublic.org.